Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, I just wanted to really check in with you guys, and God gave me an encouraging word to give unto the people of God and to all the followers and each and every person. But first of all, I want to thank God, my family, my friends, my co-host, and all of the newcomers and those who have been with me, those who are coming. I thank you so much for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Be sure to call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that AfridaLoveShow.com is on and StellarGospelMusic.com is on. The guest call-in number is 347-843-4981. Once again, 347-843-4981. Also, if you want to go to AfridaLoveShow.com, that's AlfredaLoveShow.com, you may, or go to StellarGospelMusic.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Please go to those websites and you can listen to this particular ministry as it is playing, or you can listen a little bit later, but be sure to listen. But on tonight, we're going to have a motivational piece from God, actually, and I'm going to just do some checkpoints with you. And what I mean by checkpoints, we're going to talk a little bit about the significance of 3 p.m. and things of that nature. But let's go ahead and get started. We're going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Heavenly Father. And we ask that you continue to bless us and help us to magnify and glorify who you are. We thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for the platform that you have given us. And we thank you for the platforms that you are setting up, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each and every person who's listening. We ask that you bless us one by one and then bless us as a unit, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, you know what each and every person desires, and we ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to shed your light upon this dark and dismal world. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being the just source of our lives, and we ask that we continue to do your holy and righteous will. And as this ministry go forth, Lord, we ask that you take over this whole ministry, Lord, and that you provide an encouraging word to some soul where they may continue to keep going. And, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would this particular ministry be something that is meaningful and something that is pleasing within your sight? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are going through bereavement, bless those who are going through different situations, and bless those who are in darkness seeking the marvelous light. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to focus on you, help us to keep our eyes lifted up unto the hills from which cometh our help, because all of our help cometh from God. Bless our ears to be able to hear the revelation and the word of God, and our hands to disseminate and be able to serve, and bless our feet to walk in the right direction, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for new mercies that we see. We thank you for new favor, new glory. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each and everything you've done, those things that you're going to do. Then, Lord, we ask, and would you bless those who say, pray for me, and those who need a healing, and those who need a breakthrough, and those who need a deliverance. And in the name of Jesus, we ask, would you bless them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet? Would you bless every path that they walk on and everything that they eat, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless us to begin to take care of ourselves in a more godly way, in which we begin to eat healthier and begin to do things that will help our bodies and our minds to prosper, Lord. Then, Lord, as we get ready to transition into this new phase of motivation that you have given us on today, we ask that something be said or done to edify who you are. And now, Lord, as we move forward, we ask that we never be from your presence. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And one of the things that we always do, since we're just talking, because this is going to be where I'm just checking in with you, I'm speaking to you, and I have so many people texting me, they say, we just love to listen, and that's fine. But one of the things that when we pray, we always want to make sure that we let God know, although God already knows, but we have to remind ourselves sometime that we are serving God. And when we say that this is one of your servants' prayers, we mean that we are willing to work for God, and we're willing to edify and magnify who God is. But as I was preparing for this particular ministry about 10 minutes ago, because when the ministry of God comes on, you let God take over, you know. But I made a note, and this particular verse came to mind, and I want to give you what the Lord has given me. If you go to Philippians 3 and 14, I'm going to give you about 30 seconds. Philippians 3 and 14, you can find it on your phone, or you can go to the good book, check out the Bible. And I'm going to be reading out of King James Version, Philippians 3 and 14. Philippians 3 and 14. Philippians 3 and 14 says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to read it again. Philippians 3 and 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. One of the things that we must understand, I want you to put the number 3. One of the things that we must understand is that when we are going towards the mark for the prize, God says that we are in a journey. I want you to put that word down. Okay? I press toward the mark for the prize. We're in a journey, and we're seeking a strong success. God says that, because the first thing, and I'm going to be very honest with you, because we're just talking, and it's kind of, this is like informal, but God wants us to just relax, and he wants us to just let him just minister unto us. But when we say I press toward the mark for the prize, God says that we are on a journey and we're seeking a strong success. He says we're not seeking a strong finish, God says, because he's taking us to a successful area in our life, a successful place. He says the journey, there is a journey. Any time, put an arrow going down from journey. We're just following God, y'all. Anytime that you're on a journey, God says that there is direction. Anytime that we're on a journey, God says that there are points in which you like to see things. When you're on a journey, God says that sometimes when you're on this journey that God takes you on, God says it's a journey that is unfamiliar. It's a journey that God is showing a forest. And so the implications or the main objective of a forest is, God says, there is a lot of space. And God says this is space for you to be successful. So let's talk about this for a second. It says, all we're going to focus on is I press toward the mark for the prize. That's it. Don't worry about anything else. I press toward the mark for the prize. I'm going to say it again. I press toward the mark for the prize. I'm going to say it again. I press toward the mark for the prize. And we're breaking this down, and God has given us this. He says anytime that we move forward, anytime that we journey, that's an action. He says it's a journey. He says we're always seeking direction. God says circle direction. When we're on a journey, God says we seek direction from him. God says that's why, he says that's why I gave my prophet. That's why God revealed to us that at 3 p.m. he says, remember me. He says because each day you wake up, he says you're on a journey. He says, and when you wake up, he says you're warming up. He says, which means that you're asking God to fill up your cup. He says, and when God begins to fill up your cup, rather than us fill up our cups, God says that when we walk on the journey, he says we will, we may grow tired, but he is our strength. And so God says at 3 o'clock, he says, because sometimes, you know, in the noontime, he says after lunch or what have you, he says some individuals become tired. And God says, remember me. That's why the 3 o'clock is there, because we must continue to ask God, as Jehovah, whomever you believe in. We're talking about the same person. You must ask God for direction. And that's why God says, remember me. He says, remember, you know, I'm blessing you to wake up in the morning. I'm blessing you to go to your prospective job, or I'm blessing you to go to your business. He says, but you must remember me at 3 o'clock because I'm giving you direction. You are headed toward success. God says, this is the beginning of your success. He says, I have placed you in the land of success. He says, so you're not, he says, so think about it, your journey. Right? He says, I press toward the mark. God says, you know, anytime you say on your mark, he says, you're just starting. He says, you just reached your point of success. You just reached the place that I have strategically given unto you. Right? He says, anytime you're in a journey, he says, a journey causes a struggle. He says, anytime you're in a journey, it causes a struggle. He says, the struggle was to get to the journey of success. Right? So God says that, and this is very, it's not simplistic, so the prayer is that we make it simplistic. That's why we're breaking it down. So the first thing is journey, and we get the direction from God. That's the whole purpose of 3 p.m. Why do we wait till 3 p.m.? God says because some people get tired during that particular hour. Jesus said when he was on the cross, right? This is the ninth hour, right? And after that ninth hour, Jesus got up. Okay, well, some people, right, around that time, God says, people begin to get weary and tired. But this is the time I challenge you, not only to remember God, and this is a lot to remember, y'all. Put it in your phones. Put it on your calendars. Write it. Do whatever you got to do to remember it, okay? But at 3 p.m., the ninth hour, we praying to God because God says during this period, right, he began to rise up with all power within his hands. And people get tired during this. People get tired during this hour, and God says this is when we should be pushing. We should be giving it 100 to 160% at this particular time, right? He says, pick up the pace, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, right? 3 p.m., he said, that's direction. He says, because you're headed toward success. He says, anything that seems impossible becomes possible then. He says, you pray. He says, whatever it is, whether you're praying, you have a child that you're praying for them, 3 p.m. is a perfect time. Whether you have a situation, you're trying to get over the hump, you're trying to just be successful. 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. God says that's the ninth hour. 3 o'clock. Right? God said, just remember me. You don't have to say a long dissertation. You don't have to get on your knees. You don't have to stop what you're doing. Remember God. Remember Jehovah. Whoever you believe in, remember. Amen? He says, so we are on a journey. I press toward the mark for the prize. We are on a journey seeking direction from God because we walk by faith. Oh, y'all got it. We walk by faith and not by sight. You don't know where success is, where you're at this present time. All you know is that you are walking in success. That's all, the only thing you know, only thing we know. Now, so we have journey and we're seeking direction. That makes sense. 3 p.m., that makes sense. Okay. That's the ninth hour. This is the time when people get tired. They want to throw in the towel. They want to quit. They say, this is too much, right? This is the time. This is the hour, the ninth hour, where you push. And I mean you really push, right? Give it 100, 160%. Now, Seeking a strong success, I press toward the mark for the prize. The prize is success in Jesus Christ. We're currently seeking. When we say we're seeking, God says the next step, not only do we have direction on the journey, but we're able to see things, right? And God says these two match, seeking and see, right? We are seeking God's divine plan because we know that God has told us that he is taking us in a direction of success. So as humans, humanistically, we want to see signs and wonders. We want to see, I want to see God. I want to see the yellow brick road. I want to see the red carpet. But God says in this seeing, he says the seeing equals faith. The seeing, did you hear what I said? Equals faith. Did you hear what I said? The seeing equals faith. Because God says that sometimes during this journey, he says you just got to trust God and you have to have faith in God. And speaking of faith, the reason why we ask God about the time clock, right? God says no man knows the day nor the hour. Okay? He says everybody's seeking success. Right? We have direction and now we're seeking. And we utilize our faith. He says, and in the spiritual term, he says nobody knows the hour. Not even the prophets. He says, so each second, right, must be utilized with purpose. That's why we talk about not wasting time on the time clock, the spiritual time clock, that is. Every second counts, right? Every second counts. So God says once you're in the direction of success, which he's placed us, God says put up root. Then God says we begin to see his favor. We begin to see that God is taking me towards success. This is something that I really love. I have a passion for this. This is something that God is doing for me. And then we begin to have faith in God. We feel confident in God, not in ourselves. We feel confident in God. And because of that, God says, you have a time clock. And the time clock literally means that you utilize your time and your seconds to the maximum for the glory of God. Whatever makes God happy, that means being of service. That means being the fountain rather than the drain. That means being the solution rather than the problem. That means building up rather than destroying, God says. That means bringing sunshine rather than rain. And we're going to have rain sometimes in our lives. But God says that we are to be the light of the world. We're to be the sun of the world. And so we must do that. And God says that each second or each time that we interact with people, right, God says those seconds count. And when we do that, God says how we treat people determines how much success will be revealed in the kingdom of God. So we must, and I know I'm trying to make this as simple as possible. We're on a journey. I press toward the mark for the prize. We're on a journey, uprooted. Okay. God says, I'm taking you in a direction of success. He says, 3 p.m., the ninth hour, that's when you push and you work as hard as you can because people like to throw in the towel. But God says, this is when he gained the more power, as much power. This is when God was at his strongest point. And then God says, because now you know it's revealed that you are in the direction of success. God says that you will walk by faith rather than sight. He says, because the seeing part is faith. He says, because no man, no woman knows the hour of your success, just like you, we don't know the hour of life and death. He says, you don't know the hour. He says, but it's coming. He says, so you're in the right path of success. He says, and in the ninth hour, continue to remember me. He says, but continue to give 100 to 160%, which means do your best and go beyond. Then God says, this journey sometimes takes us to unfamiliar things, right? And when God talks about unfamiliar things, God says that it's not unfamiliar as in when you go to a land, you have no idea where you're at. But God says that when he speaks about being unfamiliar, he says, your thoughts are not my thoughts, nor your ways my ways. That's scripture, y'all. God says, which ultimately leads to favor. And the reason why God's favor is so unfamiliar, God says, is because it's not granted freely. We must pay a price. We must pay a price. And the price that Jesus is talking about is he's talking about obedience. And he's talking about utilizing our time. He goes back to these particular areas of the journey. He says, you know, you have to be walking in the will of God. He says, yeah, you was uprooted. He says, but that was my will. He says, but now, he says, you got to be walking in the will of God. He says, and in the third hour, the ninth hour, he says, you begin to remember who I am on this journey. He says, and then you begin to push. He says, it's just like a race. He says, at 3 o'clock, he says, when you get towards the finish line or the success, he says, in a race, he says, you push hard. He says, because sometimes you get tired as you're getting ready to reach your point of success. And your success is that's to come after that. He says, and you must push hard towards the mark. This is no time to sit and rest. God says, you'll have your time for that. But right now, he says, everybody should be pressing towards the mark. That means you should be giving 100 to 160% each and every day. He says, why? He says, because no one knows the day nor the hour, right? He says, then the favor that God has, he says, it's going to be unfamiliar because no one is familiar with the favor of God because our ways are not the ways of God and our thoughts are not God's thoughts. Now, some Bible scholars are saying at this point, let me pause, you're saying, but we are supposed to be imitators of God. True. We are, but our thinking and our power and our rationalities are not like God's. God will have mercy. If you look in the Bible, he has mercy on many individuals. People do not understand that. So God says that unfamiliarity does not mean that you have no idea where you are. It means that you don't know where you're going to get your favor from God. You have no idea. God says it's just like, he says for children, he says it's just like when children play hide and seek. You have no idea what a person is because it's hidden. And God says that that's why we walk by faith and not by sight, because his favor is hidden. His favor cannot be touched. His favor cannot be manipulated. His favor cannot be touched by human beings. That's why God does not show where his favor is. He says you just continue to walk. You just keep going. And you trust, and we trust, and we believe in God. So we have the direction. We're on a journey. We're pressing toward the mark for the prize. We're on a journey, uprooted. We're headed in the direction of success. Third hour, God says, I mean, you give it all you have. He says, because you're on your way. Then he says, we see, but we only use our faith lens to see. He says, and we keep working every second, giving it 100 to 160% because we don't know the day nor the hour of success. Then he says, unfamiliar. He says, you don't know where your favor and grace is going to come from. And that's something that God's not going to reveal. He says, not even to my prophets. He says, for no one has the power to touch it. Just like they don't have the power, we don't have the power to touch life and death. He says, we don't have the power to touch his favor, his grace, nor his mercy. He says, because it's not just given out freely. It's not that you can go somewhere and just get it. He don't invest it into people. He don't give people that type of power to give to other people. God says that is reserved. And so when we look at the favor, grace, and mercy, he said it's covered. When we look at God's goodness, and when we look at life and death, nobody, he can't bestow, he can't give that power to anybody. And so God says that the unfamiliarity or that particular part has to do with the fact that it's just unfamiliar as in, you know, unfamiliar as in, you know, God's favor. Where is God's favor? Where is God's mercy? Where is God's grace? Amen? Amen. Now, when we look at space, right, God is showing a very big space. He's showing a very big space. And God says, with this, God calls it an overflow of blessings. And he says, read the rest. Okay, so we have our press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. God says, do you see how big? I want you to imagine a forest. And I want you to imagine many trees. And it's kind of like the poem where Robert Frost is kind of like a huge forest, a rainforest, okay? And the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. So in the middle of this forest, right, on top of a huge tree, right, God is there in Christ. God says, as you journey, God says, you will have both with you. He says, because you're covered by both. Okay? The hidden part, and God says this is an example for unfamiliarity, is that the Holy Spirit will be there. He says, and within all this big space in this area, he says, somewhere there's grace. You can put it anywhere. Somewhere there's mercy. And somewhere there's favor. He says, but you have to keep moving. And you have to keep going each and every day. You see where this is going? You have to keep moving. And you have to keep going each day. And you will finally meet mercy, the Holy Spirit. You will meet Christ. You will meet favor. And you will meet grace. Amen? But God says you have to keep going. He says you have to keep going. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let me give you a summation. That was Philippians 3 and 14. God says we're on a journey. He says you've been uprooted. He said, and that's a good thing. He said, because anything underground needs to be uprooted so that it can be new. Any man or woman in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Amen. Everybody likes new things once in a while. But God says that in your journey, when you're pressing toward the mark, he says that you must have direction. Direction from who? Well, direction from God. God says usually at the ninth hour, God says many people begin to get tired. They throw in the towel. He says, but this is a time when he wants us. He says he wants us to push 100 to 160%, give it all we have. He says, not saying that we don't do that on a daily basis, but when we wake up in the morning, we should be on our way to success. And success is not just being mediocre or just giving 5% or 10%. It is giving all you have each and every day because we have to make every second count. That brings me to my next point. Nobody knows that they know the hour, but we walk by faith. We don't see faith. We don't look at faith in the face, but we know that we are walking by faith. God says you're on your way to success, right? He says your time clock. He says there is no time. He says, but you do realize and understand that every second counts. And so since every second counts, it has to be full of purpose. If we're just not doing anything, he says you're not going to reap anything. He talks about unfamiliar places. He says because your success is the favor of God is unfamiliar. He says, your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. And he's talking to everybody. He says, it's unfamiliar to you because you wonder, how in the world did God give me favor, grace, and mercy? Why did God do this? And God says, my thoughts are not yours, nor are my ways your ways. And so God says that on this journey, when you're seeking the mark for the prize, God says that you're going to have some unfamiliar favor, grace, and mercy, things that you didn't even expect. But God says he's going to do it. Why? He says because he's looking at your heart as you go on this journey. Then we talk about the space. We talk about the overflow of blessings. God says that imagine a rainforest, a huge forest, right? Or imagine a big area with trees, okay? He says, as a matter of fact, to make it simple, imagine a ballpark that you play baseball at and you play football, okay? A football field, a large one, about 10 football fields together, right? And you have trees everywhere. God says, and on this journey, right, You can walk wherever you walk in that forest. He says that is your success. He says, so somewhere where you are, there's mercy. Somewhere there's the Holy Spirit. Somewhere there's Christ. Somewhere there's favor. Somewhere there's grace, right? He says, but you have to keep going every day. That's the formula. Every day in order to meet those particular things that God has. Because why? Because those things are reserved. They're not readily available. And nobody can give that to you, right? God says, not even my prophets, not even my ministers, my apostles, can I give those things to you? He says, I have to, because he is God. He says, it's just like, he says, these things, the mercy, the Holy Spirit, Christ, favor, grace, all those things. He says, those particular things correlate and are like life and death. They cannot be touched by man. And so we don't understand why these things happen. But once again, God says, well, my thoughts aren't your thoughts, and my ways aren't your ways. He says, I'm God, and I'm God all by myself. And so we have to be able to continue so that we can meet those particular mercy, grace, favor, Holy Spirit, and Christ. Right? Press toward them walk for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And of course we have God. And of course we have Christ. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So God says, keep going. He says, this is a journey, and you're seeking a strong success. Know your direction. Understand that time is of the essence. Everything may not seem familiar. You may not know why God is showing you favor. You may not understand why God is showing you grace and mercy. You may not understand why God is setting you up for success. But God says, your thoughts aren't mine. And finally, God says, continue in the area in which he placed you. He says, because the overflow of blessings is coming. He says, if you're looking for a miracle, and if anything seems insurmountable, he says, you know, and God wants to assure us that you have God and you have Christ. He says, and you have the Holy Spirit. He says, and with those, he says, you will receive mercy, favor, and grace. So if there is ever anything, and your heart has to be right, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that. But God is promising this to us. And you're not listening to this by accident. This is for you, if you're listening. You have to understand that your heart has to be right. And if you ever facing an obstacle or anything, whatever it is, God is saying today, whatever it is that you are facing, if it seems insurmountable, he says, understand that in your space you have God, you have Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Connect those three. Get connected. And I guarantee you God will work a miracle. The ninth hour, remember God. Amen. When you wake up in the morning, God bless you to wake up, and your feet hit the floor, time for you to be thankful to God for waking up. It's time for you to think about success. It's time for you to sleep with success. It's time for you, when you wake up, think success. It's time for you to walk with success. It's time for you to begin talking and speaking the language of success. It's time for you to utilize your hands and feet for success. It's time for you to see success and experience it. But God says you have to keep going. He says this is a maze. And it's going to be amazing. Did you hear what I said? God says this is a maze. He says you're uprooted. You have no idea. He says, but you know that you're headed in the right direction to success. He says this is a maze. He says, but what he's going to do in this maze is going to be amazing. Nobody's going to understand it. Everybody's going to wonder, and God says once again, he says, my thoughts aren't yours, nor my ways your ways. God says, this is a maze. He says, but what I'm going to do is going to be amazing. Amen? And so that's the hope we have for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So there's no need for people to go to sleep angry, wake up angry. You know, you go to your respective places angry. You know, find your happiness. Find what you like to do. Tomorrow, God's will, is Wednesday. Ayana said, there's no whining. Doesn't mean that you don't express your concern, but be the solution. Okay? That means that you think positive. We become positive thinkers, right? Positive, positive, positive. That's what we need in this world. That's what your mind needs. That's good therapy for your mind that also helps make you have a stronger mind. Because once we begin to think about all this garbage and negative thoughts, then we get tired because you're constantly trying to problem solve. How in the world can I make this positive? But God says this is a maze, and what he's going to do is going to be amazing. All right? Now, I want to talk to you a little bit since we're talking here about the 3 p.m., okay? The 3 p.m., as we said before, signifies when Jesus rose, when he was getting ready to rise up again. During this particular hour, because I have a lot of newcomers as well, all I want you to do, okay, you don't have to say a long prayer, you don't have to stop what you're doing. All God requires us to do is remember him by saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jehovah, whoever you believe in, Elohim, Jireh, Yahweh, whoever you believe in, thank him, okay, in advance. Don't ask for what, just we're going to follow what the Lord say do. God says, remember me. We have a schedule. Three, put this, add this on your schedule. Starting tonight, I'm going to put it on my phone so that at 2:59, my timer can go off and I can remember our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 3 p.m., okay? That's the significance of that. God says, I know it's a maze, but what I'm going to do is going to be amazing, right? Remember me. That's what God says. 3 p.m., time clock. Use every second purposefully. Do not waste time. We don't have time to waste. God is getting ready to do some amazing things. God is getting ready to be amazing. And he's already amazing, but he's getting ready to do miracles and amazing things. So every second counts. Make sure that you're on schedule. Make sure that every second is accounted for, okay? I talk to a lot of youth when I do seminars and things, and I tell them, when you go to school, your purpose is to learn. But for some reason, sometimes kids all over this world, okay, they utilize their time to entertain, and it's to no avail. It's to no purpose. It's just to make people laugh, and then at the end, they don't get anything out of it. So I challenge the youth as well. Go to school and utilize your time wisely. And sometimes youth do not understand or take education seriously. So we, our job, while we're at the house and in the communities, we have to teach them about using time with purpose, because a lot of people waste a lot of time. When we talk about entertaining the devil, we no longer do that anymore. Whatever that is, if it's whatever it is, you don't entertain it because it's a waste of time. Okay? So we have to be very purposeful because our time is precious. All right. We talk about the fountain and the drain. Okay? The fountain. Every day when you wake up, you ask the Lord to fill me up, Lord. And you be specific. Don't fill yourself up. Don't start just putting stuff in your cup. Every morning, your hands should be out. And you ask the Lord, Lord, I'm an empty cup. Fill me with what I need today to be successful. Fill me with what I need today to be the fountain. Fill me with what I need today in order to continue to give the 160, 170, 180, 200% every day. And you may get tired, but ask God for the strength, and he will give it to you. But we don't have time to waste our time being drained, waste our time not clocking things for God, waste our time not remembering God. We don't have time for that, okay? So always be the fountain. Be the solution to things, okay? Be the energy. Be the light, all right? So when we talk about the fountain, filling up, right? Okay. We also mentioned in here about basically just, you know, remaining positive. You know, we understand that things happen where, you know, it's like, okay. But we have to find the sun in every storm. You have to. Okay? That's the key to success. Now then, I want you all to really be intentional tomorrow about remembering God at 3. Put it in your cell phone. Matter of fact, while we're on the phone now, I'm going to put it in my phone. And I'm going to give you time to do the same thing. Put it in your phone, on your calendar. Let's see what I have here. I'm going to calendar. Tomorrow is the, give me a second. Okay, tomorrow's the 22nd. Okay, so tomorrow, God's will, I'm going to put God. And I'm going to put 3 o'clock. Because honestly, today at 3:30, I said, oh my God, it's 3:30. But I want to be on time. 3 o'clock. That's when we remember God. And like I said, you don't have to, I'm going to put it 10 minutes. I'm going to put it on time. Okay. You don't have to, now, let me tell you this. God does not require, as a matter of fact, the revelation does not require that you stop what you're doing. You continue what you're doing, but remember God. And you can do that silently. Or you thank God. Okay. Okay. So we did that. Okay. So at 3 o'clock. All right, we got it. The alarm's gonna go off. Okay. I want you to come back on tomorrow, God's will, we will have praying with love and power. We're gonna pray with love and power on tomorrow, God's will. And when we pray with love and power, we're gonna pray for many different things. Because God is going to do it. Okay? God is going to do it. Now, I want to tell you this. One of the things that God wants us to do is to continue to focus on Him. Continue to keep going. Don't focus on anything but God. You know what God revealed to you. You know what God promised you. You know what God did for you. And you know what God is going to do for you. Continue to walk in the will of God. Continue to keep moving forward. Don't look back. Move forward. You are at a place, we're at a place where God calls success. He says, and within the place, the big space that He has given, there He is. This is the thing, and I don't want anybody to get the big head who's on this ministry. Okay, this is our secret. This is from God. Whatever it is, wherever you are, okay, whatever it is that you need God to do. God says, remember me at 3. All I want you to do is remember whatever it is that you want God to do something great in. You're still remembering God and you're still saying, God, I believe in you. I believe in the power. I believe in a miracle. At 3 o'clock, and we have to continue to do this, okay? You have the anointing, you have the authorization from God to make something better, whatever that something is. And guess what? You get to decide. And God's going to do it. Because you're on this particular ministry with me, but because God has already authorized it. That's why you have the favor. That's why you have the grace and mercy. God says, my thoughts aren't your thoughts, nor my ways your ways. It's in the Bible. So be very intentional in that, okay? Just keep pressing on. Keep going. God's going to do it. God is able. He won't fail you. But be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking and telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, actress, anyone with a positive message, please Facebook at Free to Love at ALFREDALOVE. Or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AfreeToLoveShow.com, StelloGospelMusic.com. Be sure that you're praying for all of your family members. Pray for all of your family members. Put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. Why? Because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, make sure that you check out AfreeToLoveShow.com. AfreeToLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com. StellarGospelMusic.com. Be sure to check out those particular websites. Also, you can check out Afreeta.herpages.com. That's Afreeta.herpages.com. Be sure to check that out. The Stellars are coming up this week. Matter of fact, there are many individuals who are already there. So be sure to get as much coverage as possible. The Love Crew, be sure to do that. And we're going to actually make some things out of the particular artists that we take pictures of and interview and things of that nature. So be sure to get ready for that. Also, there are going to be some more events coming up that we're going to post on the website. So be sure to check out that. And be sure to stay on the website so that you can know which particular shows are coming up and things of that nature. As I said before, on Tomorrow God's Will, we have Praying with Love and Power on tomorrow. Be sure to invite somebody, tell somebody about the ministry. You can listen in. I have no idea who's on, but I know how many people are on. And so be sure to call somebody, text somebody, and invite someone. All right? So be sure to come back on Tomorrow God's Will. And if someone asks you that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Averett. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the Internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.